Welcome to Talk That, NOLA Education, presented by New Schools for New Orleans. You're joined by your host, Dr. Jaquiel Ross. Today on the show, we're joined by head coach Nate and student athlete Jalen Hicks from George Washington Carver's basketball team. Our topic for today, as I engage with both of these young gentlemen from Carver High School, is it's bigger than basketball. Welcome to the show. How are you feeling today?
Feeling good, man. Thank you for having us on today.
Appreciate it. Jalen, how you feeling?
I feel good. Appreciate the opportunity.
All right. Awesome. Well, this kind of reminds me. So last, when I first took over the show, I did a Friday night special with Coach Etheridge over at Sarah T. Reed football program. So I said, well, let's follow up and let's do a basketball show this time around, since we're in almost entering the spring. And let's hear from one of our successful programs in the city. So we're excited to have you all and really dig in to the work that you all have been doing and how has it been successful over time. So, Coach, start off with you. Tell us a little bit about yourself. How'd you get involved in education in New Orleans?
I'm originally from the West Bank. I grew up in Gretna. Played a little bit of college basketball and overseas professionally. So towards the end of my career, I wanted to come back home and work with education, kind of get on the basketball scene and work with the youth just to kind of build up some kids and culture.
Awesome. West Bank. I'm from Algiers. Glad to have another fellow West Banker. Jalen, let me guess, you're not from the West Bank, huh? Okay, Jalen, what part of the city are you from? What elementary school did you go to? What middle school did you go to? Tell us about yourself.
My name is Jalen Hicks. I'm from New Orleans East. I attended Dolores T. Ameron right there in the East.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And then from there, you went on over to Carver?
Yeah.
Was Carver your first choice?
Nah, actually, McMaine was my first choice.
Look, though.
I was going up for football.
Oh, football.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Coach Nate used to hit me up in the summer to come get some work, I was saying. Eighth grade, yeah. Yeah, constantly hit me up. And one day I went to their practices.
Okay.
Bucked my mom and my dad up to let me go.
Okay. Wow. All right. Well, good. We're going to dig more into this conversation. Both of you, when you think about basketball, what is one word that comes to mind?
For me, I think about character.
Okay. Why character, Coach?
I think basketball reveals a person's, like, true intentions out there on the floor.
Okay.
And one of the things I think about is, like, building character in the youth. So That's the first word that comes to mind.
All right. Jalen, what word comes to mind when we think of the word basketball?
Peace.
Okay. Tell us about it.
When I'm on the court, most things block out. I'm only worried about the game.
Okay.
All the distractions outside don't be on my mind.
Awesome. Now, I'm going to be honest. I am not athletic. I don't have not an athletic bone in my body, but I come from a family of athletes. So I'm always interested in knowing the athletic journey because it's one that I don't have, but I think it's a common one that people can relate to. Everybody has something, even if you don't play it, you at least like it. I was able to go to the Pelicans game last night and I saw Coach there. Coach was on the bottom with the famous people. But no, it was good to see the Pelicans as well. They represent for the New Orleans with a win last night against Sacramento Kings.
Absolutely.
But Coach, who or what sparked your interest to play basketball?
I would have to say what sparked my interest to play basketball was just the idea of being together, like family.
Okay.
I remember being young, you know, looking outside, seeing my cousins out there playing basketball together on the curve or the pavement. And it was always something that I wanted to do to kind of interact with, you know, family members or people that stayed in the neighborhood. So it was, you know, something that brought us all together.
Okay. Awesome. And then when did that start? It was like early on. You remember what grade you were in? How old you were?
I kind of started playing late. So I want to say, man, I probably started, you know, really getting out there like 10, 11, you know, kind of learning the game.
Okay.
But I was a fast learner. I was very dedicated. I was determined and I worked at it. I had some people that poured into me and, you know, I'm the result of that today.
Any other, any siblings play basketball? You're the first cousins, Tell me about a little bit about the childhood experience.
I have some cousins that's pretty good, but I'm probably the most athletic. In the family.
Interesting. So it's crazy because all of my cousins are athletic. They all play basketball, whether it was at Walker, at Carr, whatever. I have two cousins that play WNBA ball as well. So just lifting that up. I know when someone travels. I know when someone's double dribbling. I know when someone's goaltending. So I know a little bit about something. I know a little bit. What was it like for you? You say you were from the West Bank, particularly Gretna. You played basketball. I did my research. You played basketball at Landry before the Storm. Tell me about that experience. Because Landry, if anybody knows, Landry used to be a powerhouse.
Yeah.
In basketball before Hurricane Katrina. So let's talk about it.
Absolutely. That experience was a great one for me. It really helped, like, broaden my overview on how to play with people that's just as good as you.
Okay.
How to be tough. That community is very supporting.
Yes.
So for me, it was a great opportunity to just be around a bunch of people that kind of, like, supported each other, was positive. Wanted kids to go out and, you know, play these games and do amazing things. So playing basketball at Landry was awesome for me.
Awesome. And did you play middle school basketball or anything before going to Landry?
Yeah, I played a little eighth grade. Like I said, okay. I started out late. So,
okay, a little, you know, little eighth grade.
I had to work on my fundamentals. But
okay.
I was pretty decent in eighth grade. I had a few people, you know, kind of turn some heads and be like, okay, we see some potential there.
So he wasn't, for those of you listening, he wasn't the last one on the fence to be picked at PE. You were one of the top two, three people to be probably picked for a team, right?
Probably second to last.
Probably second to last. Wow. Okay. All right. Did you play any park ball?
Yeah, I played park ball. I played park ball at Oakdale. Like I said, I wasn't that good. I was just tall. Uh-huh. But I was very determined, so I stuck with it. And over the years, I got better.
And, Coach, how tall are you?
I'm 6'6 right now. I'm listed at 6'7, some days 6'8, but I think my actual height is about 6'6.
And Jalen, how tall are you?
6'5. And 6'6 on a good day.
6'6 on a good day. And I'm only a little 5'9 guy in the room with these two people. So, yes, definitely. But after the hurricane, you went to West Jeff, right? Tell me about that experience. You came back home, went to West Jeff. What grade were you in? How were the dynamics then?
That was my senior year. So during that time, it was a lot of uncertainties. We came back to New Orleans, and we heard before we got here that Landry wasn't going to be open.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of the sites where they were helping people.
Yes.
So we were just looking at schools, and me and a lot of my teammates, we got together. We talked about it, and we all wanted to finish the year off together. We decided to go to West Jeff.
Wow.
We went to West Jeff. It was an amazing year for us.
Okay.
We went pretty far. I think we took that team to the quarterfinals. I'm not sure, but I think that's the furthest they went.
Okay.
They had a banner in the gym, but I think they recently.
Yeah.
Suffered from
the tornado.
The tornado. So,
yes.
As far back as I can remember, we were the team that went the furthest for that program.
Got it. And that was the same time, if I can remember, that John Era, I think, won state. Based on that movie I saw, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Heartbreaker.
Did you all wind up playing each other close to the championship?
So we played each other in the quarterfinals.
Wow.
Yeah. They knocked us out at West Jeff.
Woo! Yeah. All right.
Bring back memories.
All right.
Nightmares.
Coach, I hope you're seeing somebody for that, Coach. Is that still haunting you?
No, man.
No.
I let it go. I learned to let it go, man.
Okay. I also know that what was your reason for leaving University of Louisiana Monroe to attend Belhaven? You went, upon graduating from West Jeff, you went to ULM, then you went to Belhaven. What was the reason for the switch?
So I graduated from West Jeff and I got an athletic scholarship to play at Louisiana Monroe. Just going into a different environment as a freshman in college, a young kid, I really wasn't focused.
Like,
I didn't understand the things that I had to do to be able to play.
Talk to me about some of those things.
Like, just, you know, working hard,
okay,
showing up to practice early, staying late, not staying out too late at night.
Mm-hmm.
You know, doing all the things a first year college kid does. But
got it.
I was an athlete,
mm-hmm.
so I didn't understand the importance of the sacrifices I had to make.
Got it.
So unfortunately, I had lost my scholarship.
Okay.
Due to academics. So the next year, that semester, the following semester, I worked my tail off, got my scholarship back, but I still didn't have the trust of my coaches.
Mm-hmm.
So it put me in a position where I had to make a decision. It was okay. Either I was going to stay at ULM or transfer out to Belhaven and start over.
Wow. So that right there, just pointing out, you had two defining moments. One in high school, what Hurricane Katrina impacted your career then. And then you has also had this moment in college as well, your freshman year. And it's tying it back to, like, it's bigger than basketball. And through this, you learned character. You had to think about some things and how you were doing it, and you had to change. And who was there to support you along the way through those learning lessons?
My mom was very supportive. My dad as well. My oldest brother. Just those people in my life kind of kept me on the right track.
Mm-hmm.
We all make mistakes in life.
Yes.
But the biggest thing is, like, how do you respond when you make a mistake?
Yes, definitely. Definitely. And then after that, you graduated from Belhaven. How was your career at Belhaven?
Had a great career.
Okay.
I think we took that team to the national championship.
Okay.
The last time they've been was, I think, like 1978. I have to go back wow. in the record books. But
okay.
I had a great career. I was an All-American. I was an All-Conference player. I finished up, and I was able to go and play overseas for about 5 years.
Wow. Great. Oh, man. A lot of questions are coming to my mind as we go through this. But just thinking about, you say you went on, you played ball professionally in Europe and South America, correct?
Correct.
Talk to us about that. That's amazing. Not everybody gets that kind of opportunity. It seems like you were always a part of a winning team, Coach. That's what I'm also picking up, too. So tell me about these experiences in these other countries.
I think that experience just outside of basketball kind of gave me a different perspective on the world.
Okay.
In terms of, like, appreciating everything that's around you. I played in South America, so, you know, like, some of those places kind of give you, like, third world vibes.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have the same type of resources we have.
Yes.
Played in Peru, Ecuador, Uruguay. So just seeing how people live in those different situations, like, blew my mind.
Okay.
Made me, like, appreciate everything that I had in front of me, and also kind of made me, like, really appreciate that I'm over here playing basketball, mm-hmm. Getting a paycheck.
Awesome. And did y'all win any championships? It seemed like you always get close, or either you win. So tell me, what was the outcome in those locations?
I won my first championship in Peru, 2012,
wow.
in Lima, Peru.
Okay.
So I finally was able to get it done. That was my first one.
Wow. And did you have another one?
Yeah.
You say that was your first one. Okay, yeah. Let's talk about the second one. So when did you win again?
Last year.
Wow.
Carver Rams.
The Carver
2022
Rams.
State champs.
Oh, you heard it right here. 2022. And it seems like they're going back for it again in 2023. What you got to say about that, Jalen?
That's correct.
Hands down, huh, Jalen? Appreciate it. So you had those experiences professionally where you played ball out the country. And then what sparked the interest for you to return back home?
Man, towards the end of my playing career, I was in France, and I got older. I just started looking at, like, you know, other people's families and how they was, you know, creating things that was going to be there for a while. And I started thinking about what I wanted to do after I played basketball.
Mm-hmm.
So wanted to come home, get into education, and start working with the youth, because my mindset was always, what can I do to make it better?
Yes.
And that drew me to being a coach.
Okay.
Being in education, trying to inspire kids.
Got it. Outside of coaching, what is your other, what you also teach during the day?
Yes, sir.
What else, what do you teach?
Quest for Success.
Awesome. So not only is he a full-time educator during the day, but also he's coaching. So, Coach, tell me about you. What time do you start in the morning?
Like, what time I wake up?
What time you wake up in the morning? Yes, let's talk about it.
Oh, 4:45.
4:45. You get to work around what time?
I get to work for like 7.
7. And you're teaching, and then after school, you got practice.
Yeah.
And after, what time do you normally wrap up your day?
I'm normally heading home about 6:30.
Wow. Yeah. So you're pouring a lot into the program, pouring a lot into the students that you're teaching during the day as well. And have you seen the impact that you're making not only on the court but also in the classroom too?
Absolutely. One of the things we talk about in my class is just like, what do you want to do with your life? What do you want out of your life?
Mm-hmm.
And we just backwards plan from there, like careers, college choices, and I see a lot of it come out of the kids, not just, you know, with basketball, but also my students. So
Got it
kind of makes me feel good about what I get to wake up and do every day.
Awesome. 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 And then, Jalen, let's go to you, Jalen. Let's get you on the air. He's pretty quiet over here, guys. Since you've been at Carver, you're a senior, correct?
Correct.
So you've been at Carver for a while. What are some of the values your coaches have instilled in you since being a part of this program?
Some of the values my coaches have instilled in me, being a part of the program, dedication.
Okay. How does that show up?
Being on time, for school, practice, and anything I want, go after.
All right. So dedication. What else? Give me one more.
Sacrificing.
Sacrifice. Talk to me a little bit about that one.
Sacrifices, like not only on the court, but in the classroom. Staying after school for tutoring. Make sure my grade is good. Just bigger than basketball.
It's bigger than basketball. Awesome. So, a lot of dedication. Just is overwhelming. So, do your teachers treat you any differently since you are a big-time student-athlete on campus?
Nah, not really. The expectations still stand, but
good.
They look at me as like I should lead other people.
Yes. So you're definitely seen as a leader. Outside of basketball on campus, what else are you involved in?
Strictly basketball.
Strictly basketball. That's your undivided focus, attention is towards that. Any scholarship offers so far?
Yes.
Okay.
I have Xavier University.
All right. XU.
And Talladega.
Talladega in Alabama. So I went to Tuskegee. So I know all about Talladega. And they come down here every Mardi Gras to show out their lovely band as they try to show out against Southern University and all other top performing bands that come down too. So good, Jalen. When did you first realize that you wanted to play basketball? That basketball was going to be your jam and that you were going to invest in it?
See, growing up, I wasn't really playing.
Okay, so similar to coaching that
way.
You didn't realize you didn't
take it serious till you end of the eighth grade year.
Wow, eighth grade year,
freshman year.
Nah, it all makes sense.
It all makes sense. It's a conspiracy. Eighth grade year. So tell me, you played park ball?
Nah, I played AAU.
Okay, who did you play AAU for?
YBI Nola.
Okay,
my coach was Jamil Little.
Got it. And talk to us about that experience. Because AAU is a very competitive, fast-moving environment when you talk about compared to, like, high school football and compared to, like, park ball. Talk to us about your AAU experience.
It was great. I actually loved it. I played up well because I was younger.
Okay.
But I played up and older.
Okay.
And I just had to – my coach just took time with me to learn because I was younger. Took time with me learning, getting in the gym more hours. So when I go out there, I'll be able to produce.
Got it.
And traveling different states every weekend.
Yeah.
Different places.
Yeah. Any of those people from the AAU team you still keep in touch with?
Yeah. Every day.
Every day. Wow. So the support still continues.
Yeah.
Got it. Who are your biggest supporters, Jalen?
My biggest supporters are my mama, my dad, my oldest brothers, my cousins, my coaches, the staff members at the school.
Wow. A lot of people are pouring into you.
The Night Ward.
The Ninth Ward. All right. It seems like a lot of people are pouring it into you, Jalen, and you in return are pouring it into yourself. What do you see yourself after this year of senior high school?
I see myself committed to a school that best fits me.
Okay.
Getting ready to take on to my next life.
Awesome. Anything you're interested in studying in college?
Finance and business.
Finance and business. Pretty good. A lot of money. You make some good money in those careers. Coach Nate says, smart kid.
Very smart.
Awesome. And you're taking the ACT. You have a good GPA and all those good pieces. Awesome. Sounds like you're destined for greatness, Jalen.
Yeah, I've taken the ECT already.
Awesome. Share with me one of your best highlights being on the Carver basketball team since ninth grade.
So many.
I'm going to allow you to share two. How about that? Give me your top two then.
First one was winning state.
Okay. Tell me about that. Who did you play against? Where was it? Were y'all winning the whole time? Tell us about it.
All right, so look. My sophomore year, we went to state. We lost by 1 point to McMean.
Okay.
Supposed to be our rivals.
And that's where you wanted to go play football at?
Yeah.
Okay. Just wanted to bring it back. Go ahead.
Following year, same matchup.
Okay.
Don't happen twice.
You
came ready. It came out ready.
What was the mindset? The mindset was that we ain't losing twice.
Yeah, unfinished business.
Yeah. Unfinished business. Wow. All right. So y'all, was it like a close game the whole time?
Nah.
Okay.
Nah.
Tell us about the game.
Feet on the gas, though. No breaks.
We ain't letting up.
We came out aggressive, getting stops on defense. Defensive stops led to us scoring in transition. Okay. When you look up at the score, 22-4, first quarter.
Wow.
And after that, we just kept going. Ain't let up.
Y'all were hungry.
Continue to play together.
Y'all were hungry. Y'all had a point to prove.
Starving.
Wow. Awesome. Give me one more highlight. So we got the first highlight being the state championship. What's the next best highlight for you?
Oh, so look. Magic Johnson pulled up at Carver.
Okay, when was this?
After we went state. Eight in the morning.
All right.
But a legend.
A legend.
He donated money to our school. Got to take pictures with him, talk about basketball with him.
Okay. What did you learn? What was one takeaway from that experience with Magic Johnson visiting the campus?
You could be whatever you want to in life.
Okay. And how do you apply that? You learned it. How do you apply it now?
I try to figure out what I want to do and what steps to take and how to go about it.
Awesome.
Go after it.
Awesome. You heard it right here. They were hungry. Or as Jalen puts, they were starving. They were starving. They wasn't about to let Eleanor McMain beat them twice. Now, y'all just played last Monday, correct?
Yeah, yes, sir.
I didn't make it to the game. What was the outcome of the game last Monday? Because it feels like that there's some kind of rivalry between Carver and McMain Mustangs.
I think we won by 15 points.
Oh, you think or you know, Coach?
15.
We won by 15.
Y'all won by 15. Ooh. Y'all ain't letting up off them, huh?
To me, I don't think it's a real rival. Like,
okay.
The community do that.
The community does that. Okay.
They don't match up with us.
Oh.
They don't match up with us.
If you had to say, what has been one of the best games this season, Jalen?
Larry versus Walker.
Okay.
two games. We seen them three times this year.
Okay.
Three games. All three of the games was one, some of the best games. All
right.
First game, we played them in a Heinville tournament for the championship.
Uh-huh.
I think we won 59-54.
Okay.
Tough game. We able to come through, pull out the win, play together as a team.
Okay.
Second time we played them, December 16th.
Okay.
My first game back off injury.
Okay.
Hamstring.
You were ready.
Hungry.
Hungry. Starving.
Missed five games.
Missed five games. You're back in it.
Back in it. Came out. Made some big plays.
Okay.
Caught a body in the clutch. Was able to pull a win out.
Awesome.
Third game, we went to their trap, took over it.
Okay.
Hostile environment, loud.
Yeah. It goes down in LGS, Jalen. You don't know about that West Bank?
Nah. It's all Coach Nate.
Thank you for sharing, Jalen. Coach Nate, what do you believe sports program provides our children, our teenagers in the city of New Orleans?
I think the sports program provides kids a place where they can grow, be they self, feel safe, and just learn how to be competitive.
Okay.
In like every aspect, not just sports. Like,
mm-hmm. It's bigger than basketball, right?
Yeah. Like something that just kind of brings me back to like something that we say every game, something that we say every day in practice is we don't get tired. We get hungry.
Oh, there you go.
So whenever you have those moments where you might be struggling with something or you might think you can't do it, always remind yourself, we don't get tired. We get hungry.
Oh, I like that one. Ooh, I'm writing that down right now. Right now. Thank you, Coach, for sharing that. Coach, both of y'all, because Jalen, did you play the same position that Coach did when he was in high school? Y'all both started in 8th grade, so I'm just trying to find some more commonalities.
Jalen got way more skill than I had.
he a center.
Jalen.
Oh, you want post up, turn around.
Okay.
Shaq dunks.
He a little baby Shaq.
Jalen has a unique skill set. He can play the 1 through 5. So
okay,
he's a talented kid.
Awesome. Hats off to you, Jalen.
Appreciate it.
Coach, if a student's interested in playing basketball at Carver, what's your pitch?
That's a good one right there. I would say if a kid is interested in joining our program, my pitch is to the parent or to the kid is that, you know, we want to help shape and mold your son's future.
Okay.
Not just on a basketball court, but academically as well. Like, we here talking about our basketball program, but our school, Carver, has a phenomenal educational system.
Mm-hmm.
Like right now, we already have $8 million in scholarship money.
Awesome. Hats off to the seniors over at Carver. Represent.
So my pitch to any kid and a parent is just, you know, it's bigger than basketball. Like, we want to help, like, mold and shape your son.
Got it.
We want him to be an accountable young man, growing to a man that's going to impact other people's lives. And we want to make sure he get everything he need to walk across that stage.
Got it. Appreciate it. And last question I always ask all of our people on the show is, what's your one hope for the city of New Orleans? Jalen, really quickly, we'll go over to you. What's your one hope for the city of New Orleans?
One hope for the city of New Orleans, that everybody come together, reunite, be positive.
Got it.
That's about it.
Appreciate it. And Coach Nate?
Same. Just to build on what he said, increase the peace. New Orleans is a wonderful city. You know, we going through one of those wonderful times right now with Mardi Gras.
Mm-hmm.
So just see everybody stay together. Be safe.
Got it. Well, appreciate it. We enjoyed having both of you. As we talked about, it's bigger than basketball. At Carver Basketball Program, they are not only teaching the fundamentals and preparing students to go on beyond high school and make a difference in other basketball programs, but they're preparing young men to have character, to know that academics is a major component to being a student athlete. Thank you, Coach Nate and Jalen Hicks, for joining us today on Talk That, NOLA Education, presented by New Schools for New Orleans. It was a pleasure having both of you. Be sure to join us next Monday at 12:30 p.m. We'll be joined by the marching band director, Mr. Chris Herrero, and students from Edna Carr's Marching Band. Team, bust them up as we gear up for parade season 2023. If you're interested in more about our dynamic teachers, like Coach Nate, and the work that they're doing, and what's taking place inside and outside our New Orleans schools, follow us on Facebook, the New Orleans Teacher Community, and on Instagram, NOLA Teacher Community. This is your host, Dr. Ross, signing off. Peace and nothing but love. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy.